Nancy Pelosi working on sex changes for children at the national level. By Hannah Knudsen on August 8, 2025. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, is positively devastated by attempts to halt child mutilation, performed under the guise of gender affirmation, and made it clear that she is still working to do something about this at the national level. Pelosi made the remark this week, responding to an inquiry of how she is dealing with recent attempts to stop such procedures, particularly in her state of California. For instance, one of California's largest healthcare providers, Kaiser Permanente, is expected to stop transgender surgeries, specifically for individuals under the age of 19, beginning August 29. After significant deliberation and consultation with internal and external experts, including our physicians, we've made the difficult decision to pause surgical treatment for patients, they wrote in a statement. All other gender-affirming care treatment remains available. Stanford Medicine is another major healthcare provider in the Golden State that announced it is pausing sex change surgeries on patients under the age of 19. That is something I'm working for at the national level, and we are hoping we can have gender-affirming care for our trans kids, the 85-year-old congresswoman said, deeming the challenge a sad thing for us. I don't know what effect we can have nationally with what we have going on in the White House and in Congress, she concluded. Pelosi's sadness that adults across the country are working to stop the mutilation of children under the guise of gender affirmation was publicly shared by members of the Biden administration from 2021 to 2024. Biden himself often lambasted conservative efforts to protect children from transgender surgeries, puberty blockers, and hormone therapy for confused children, even labeling these efforts to protect children as dangerous and hateful. Republicans, Biden said, were immoral for blocking such procedures. All the while, his transgender assistant secretary for health for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, Rachel Levine, a man who believes he is a woman, pushed such procedures on children and predicted that the wheels will turn on that front. Related video, Rachel Levine pushes doctors, pediatricians to be proactive ambassadors for trans ideology. President Donald Trump's administration has taken this very seriously, with the commander-in-chief signing an executive order shortly after coming into his second term focused on protecting children from chemical and surgical mutilation. It reads in part, "Countless children soon regret that they have been mutilated and begin to grasp the horrifying tragedy that they will never be able to conceive children of their own or nurture their children through breastfeeding. Moreover, these vulnerable youths' medical bills may rise throughout their lifetimes, as they are often trapped with lifelong medical complications, a losing war with their own bodies, and, tragically, sterilization. Accordingly, it is the policy of the United States that it will not fund, sponsor, promote, assist, or support the so-called transition of a child from one sex to another, and it will rigorously enforce all laws that prohibit or limit these destructive and life-altering procedures." Pelosi's remarks follow the Supreme Court in June upholding a Tennessee law banning sex changes for minors.